Middleton is set to paint the town yellow for National Mustard Day on Saturday.
The annual street festival celebrates this king of condiments with mustard-themed activities and food, including a mustard ice cream.
Over the years, Wisconsin has become a haven for mustard. We're home to the National Mustard Museum, the Worldwide Mustard Competition, and prize-winning mustard makers all around the state.
They show off unique flavors like root beer mustard from Sprecher and cherry mustard from Door County. Later, we'll hear from an award-winning mustard creator and Zing Master from Silver Spring Foods in Eau Claire.
But first, Jerry Meshing is the founder of East Shore Specialty Foods in Heartland and the creator of its signature sweet and tangy mustard. She spoke with WPR's Lee Rayburn last week.
Let's start with the origin story of East Shore Specialty Foods and how you came to make your own mustard. How long ago was it and how did it come about?
I actually started the company in 1986. I had children who were quite grown up and was looking kind of for something to do and made things for an annual Christmas boutique in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. People liked the mustard so much, I decided that it was worth looking at making it year-round and actually selling it. So that's how it started.
Where did you get your signature mustard recipe, sweet and tangy?
I have made it for, to me, it seems like forever. And long, long ago, the recipe was actually on the mustard tin from Coleman's Mustard.
Wow. So what makes your mustard different?
Our mustard is cooked and thickened with eggs, very similar to an old-fashioned custard. That makes it very different because most mustards consist of vinegar and ground mustard seeds, along with a lot of salt. Ours contains no salt and is cooked.
So how does that make your mustard different then in the end? When it comes to taste and texture, what does this slow cooking process mean for this mustard?
The taste is very intense. And the texture is very smooth and tends to be, I think, thicker than other mustards. So it spreads very nicely.
Yeah, and this has now become a family business since 1986, right?
Yes, it has.
Tell us a little bit about how your family's now involved with East Shore Specialty.
My daughter, Kristen, has been here for a very long time. She actually is the president of the company now. I also have a grandson. Kristen's son, Alex, is heading up our production team.
So what is Jerry Meshing doing these days?
Just a lot of watching.
How about
and
tasting?
Relaxing. Oh, I still taste everything. Everything they make practically every day.
So how do you come up with some of these new varieties of mustard? What's the testing process like, Jerry?
The testing process was, if I had an idea, I would stir it up and see if people liked it. And we have never discontinued any of the mustards that we have in our line. Every one that we started is still part of our line of mustards.
Like cherry and cranberry mustards. And
yes.
Also I see key lime with ginger. What would I put key lime with ginger mustard on, Jerry?
Oh, perhaps a turkey sandwich or anything with cheese. It goes very well with cheese. I also do a lot of cooking with all of the mustards. The key lime makes a wonderful salad vinaigrette.
What is it you love about mustard?
It's so versatile, and I as mentioned, I do a lot more cooking with it than putting it on a sandwich. We call it the perfect secret ingredient. If you're making something as simple as deviled eggs,
yes,
using our East Shore sweet and tangy just is the perfect secret ingredient.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so very much.
We're talking about specialty mustards in Wisconsin ahead of National Mustard Day coming up August 2nd. And that was Jerry Meshing, founder of East Shore Specialty Foods in Heartland and the original creator of their signature sweet and tangy mustard. Now we head over to Eau Claire, where local mustard makers have recently brought home two international awards. Samantha Bibbs is a food technologist at Silver Spring Foods, the world's largest grower and producer of horseradish. And Sam, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
So what goes into making a mustard at Silver Spring?
Yeah, so a mustard starts out as a brine, so it's water and vinegar and mustard seeds and a variety of other ingredients, and those get mixed together, and then they go through our mustard mills. Sometimes they go through rough mills and fine mills to get that fineness and that smoothness how we want it. And that's for like our base mustard, so we'll make a yellow mustard that way, and then sometimes we'll take that yellow mustard and pump it into a different tank where we put relish if it's going to be dill pickle mustard, or we'll add jalapenos for our jalapeno mustard. And that's kind of how we get our different varieties. So we can just have a milled mustard, or we can pump that milled mustard into a tank and really switch it up and make a new variety.
So give us the difference, if you would, between yellow and brown mustards. What gives them all the different flavor profiles?
Yeah, so it's all in the mustard seeds. So there's yellow mustard seeds, brown mustard seeds, and oriental seeds. And they each have a different flavor profile. The yellow is a lot more milder than the brown or the oriental. The brown has a lot of that nasal pungency, that spice. It's actually the same compound that's found in horseradish. So that's why we do mustard and are so good at mustard, especially a spicy mustard like our beer and brat. And then oriental seeds kind of have a bitterness to them that can kind of round out that flavor, that tang that you get with a mustard.
So do you have a favorite mustard right now in particular?
I love the dill pickle mustard. I'm a big fan of just a classic yellow mustard. And then with the dill and like the pickle, it's just kind of fun and trendy and summery. So I really like that one.
So Silver Spring brought home a couple of awards at this year's Worldwide Mustard Competition, and I understand dill pickle was one of them.
It was. Dill pickle got a silver medal in the herb and spice category this year.
And what was your other winner?
Our beer and brat. That one was in, I believe, the horseradish mustard category, and that also won a silver. It has won gold in the past, but it took home silver this year.
It's still award-winning. So tell us a little bit about the Zing Masters at Silver Spring. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's our in-house sensory panel. I get to run the panel, which is super fun. I really loved my sensory coursework when I was getting my food science degree. And it's a panel of about 40 people who all work at Silver Spring. And they go through a training where we go over the basic tastes and different sensory tests that they can expect to go through every time we meet. And once a month, usually we get together and I present them something. We will either be determining how hot something is, how hot we're perceiving it to be, so that we can assign that zing factor to it, which you'll see on our refrigerated line. Other times we meet and discuss different sauces that we might want to release, and if we like them, if we don't like them, what we would change. It's just a really nice panel to have in-house and be able to have access to that resource.
Sam, I'm curious if there are flavors that have ended up on the cutting room floor. Are there some things you tried that just didn't pass the Zing Master test?
Definitely. I definitely sometimes just get a wild hair and make some crazy mustards. I think the craziest one I made was apple cider mustard, which was wild, but it was surprisingly delicious. It was kind of like honey mustard, but apple-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I kind of want to be a Zing Master now, Sam.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. What do you think makes Silver Spring mustard so special? What is it about this process? What is it about the products that brings these international awards to your backyard?
Yeah, I think a lot of what makes our mustard so special and so good is just like the pride that goes into making our mustard. It's really quite the intensive process. There's a bunch of different mills that all have to be dialed in to the exact fineness to produce that consistent product. And the people who mill the mustard take a lot of pride in that. And they're running around making sure everything is exactly how it should be. And it definitely pays off in our product.
Sure. And then what is it about Wisconsin that makes it such a mustard hub, do you think?
I think that Wisconsin is a good mustard hub, probably because of the German heritage in Wisconsin. But I also think that Wisconsin really enjoys things that mustard pairs well with. Like, we enjoy grilling brats by the lake and going to a potluck with potato salad and that comfort food where you would use mustard. We kind of love to do that. So I think they kind of just go together.
I want to thank you so much for sharing your work with us today. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
That is Samantha Bibbs, food technologist and Zing Master at Silver Spring Foods in Eau Claire. Earlier, we heard from Jerry Meshing, founder of East Shore Specialty Foods in Heartland. They spoke with Lee Rayburn about the tradition of mustard making in Wisconsin and what goes into making unique and award-winning mustards.
National Mustard Day is Saturday, and Middleton, home of the National Mustard Museum, is set to host a mustard-themed street festival in honor of that day.